Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. October is about a lot of things. It's about the first frost and fall colors. Shorter days are here, and the kids are trying to figure out what they want to be for Halloween. Football is in full swing. The local harvest has switched from summer salad fresh to winter preservables. There's still one ingredient left on the list, and that ingredient absolutely, positively elevates wonderful October to fabulous October. The World Series. After a grueling 162-game regular season and 2 weeks of loser-goes-home playoffs, there are two teams left. The Los Angeles Dodgers will play the Toronto Blue Jays for all the marbles. Bragging rights are on the line, and in a short time there will be only one team that can truly say, this year we are the best. Now, the best thing about the modern extended playoffs is that when they are over, the winning team has a bona fide claim to the throne. It's almost impossible to get lucky through three playoff series against the best teams in the game. You can win a game or two on a fluke, an umpire's call, a fan's interference, but the likelihood of winning 11 games against those other really good baseball teams by accident is almost zero. No way. It's not going to happen. Aside from the fact that in the World Series, two of the very best teams are still playing, you have the reality that the best players on those teams play their hardest when everything is at stake. There's a long, proud list of great players who played even better at this time of year. There's also an illustrious list of average players who rose beyond all expectations at the precise moment in time when everyone was watching. The single greatest example would have to be Don Larsen, a journeyman pitcher at best, who threw a perfect game in the 56 World Series. Do you know how many players are in that club? I mean, people who pitched a perfect game in the World Series? There's one, Don Larsen. Baseball is hard. In baseball, a .300 career batting average, that's a 30% success rate, will get you into the Hall of Fame. It is just so darn difficult to hit a round ball with a round bat. Now imagine a quarterback completing only 30% of his passes, a shooting guard hitting 30% of her free throws. No way. It's a very long season. 162 games of trial by fastball is tough on a body. Even your hair hurts this time of year. Yogi Berra sometimes looked like he was dogging it during the regular season. When asked why he didn't go full tilt every pitch of every game, he didn't hesitate. If I played as hard as I could all the time, I'd be dead for the World Series. The worst part of the long, hard climb to the World Series is that only one team is going to leave the series feeling good about it. Win four more games and we'll be the champions. No, players have to think that way. There is no alternative at this level of play. But only one team will win. I remember Mickey Mantle crying like a baby after the incredible finish of the 1960 World Series. Mantle was sure that his team was the best. He knew they would win. And they didn't. Here was a guy at the top of his game, a one-way ticket to the Hall of Fame, handsome, rich, full of mischief, but he's sitting on a locker room stool sobbing. That's what makes good players great players. So here it is, that time of year again. It all boils down to two teams. They've put in the long season and won their league's pennants. They've kept their eyes on that distant prize since April. And now that prize is right in front of them. All they have to do is win four more games against some of the best baseball players on the planet, each of whom is sure that this is their year. The World Series. It begins tonight.